Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. I read recently about an interesting set of stairs. As you climb the risers on these steps, there is a message that is meant to be read from top to bottom. With two or three words per step, it reads, "In a society that has you counting money, pounds, calories, and steps, be a rebel and count your blessings instead." I guess I never considered that having gratitude and expressing gratitude could be particularly rebellious, but maybe it is. I think of the story of the healing of the lepers in Luke 17. Jesus healed the 10 lepers, 9 of whom then kept going, perhaps home, perhaps to the temple to be officially readmitted to the community, perhaps to some new place to get a fresh start. And I have no doubt they were all thankful and all anxious to share their story with others. However, only one, just 10% of those healed, rebelled and returned to give praise to God. Jesus commented that the only one who returned was a foreigner. The man was a Samaritan who was considered racially impure, theologically a heretic, and an historic enemy with centuries of hatred. To this man, Jesus said, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." So Jesus first healed the man of his leprosy, and now he offered him spiritual healing. Both body and soul were healed. So I had never thought of the old hymn, "Count Your Blessings," as a hymn of resistance, but maybe it is. Particularly in today's culture, which exalts individual rights and so many people have a sense of entitlement, the old hymn calls us to resist, even to rebel, to count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Blessings on your day, my friends.